Hi, this is Dr. Jaz Malik. The patient by Dr. Muhammad. Data service is January 25, 2013, and I'm the data patient for Anthony Rice, ENTHON, Vice Space RICE. Data by this patient is November 3, 1959. It's 11:03:195 p.m. The primary care physician of this patient is Dr. Primary care physician is Dr. Obama. ECMO, it's OBIOMA/AQOMUOH. Data information 312 there, Carpenter, suite number 111, Hamtramck, Michigan 48212. 313-893, telephone number 313-893-8314, Prerna Pragov. This is a party in Prerna Pragov. Reason for visit is a follow-up appointment, Prerna Pragov. Dear colleagues, it's a pleasure of seeing Mr. Rice in our cardiac interview today, who is a very pleasant, 53 years old, African in general, with a pathologic significant hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension, valvular dysfunction, and peripheral vascular disease, period. Patient is following up in our clinic for following a peripheral angiogram, which was done on December.
What is his...
2018-2002. Following the procedure, a patient had a reduction of stenosis from 80% to less than 10% in right SFA period. Following the procedure, patient got caught up in a fire in his apartment on January 18, 2013. To escape the fire, patient jumped out of the window from the third floor and injured his left leg, arms, and also hit his head. Period. Following the fall, patient was taken to the ER, where after necessary investigation, fracture of his fractures were ruled out, period. Patient's potassium and kidney function tests remain within the normal limit, so that also ruled out crush injuries, period. Though patient was complaining of shortness of breath and wheezing was also noted on physical examination, so patient was admitted to the hospital and was kept in ICU. Where he was treated on the lines of suit injury, period. A patient was kept in the hospital for 3 days, after which he was discharged, period. He's in our clinic today following his discharge, period. On today's visit, patient was complaining of chest pains, period. Chest pains are episodic, last for a couple of minutes, and are central, period. Patient was also complaining of shortness of breath, causing exertion, orthopnea, and PND, period. Patient was also complaining of dizziness, but denied any presyncope or syncopal attacks, period. Patient was also complaining of leg swellings, which he believes he developed after his recent fall, period. Patient said that he has been taking all of his medication regularly, following a primary care physician regularly. Prerna Pragov. Past medical history of this patient significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension, valvular dysfunction, and peripheral vascular disease. Prerna Pragov. Past medical history of this patient non-contributory. Prerna Pragov. Social history of this patient is a patient is a chronic smoker. He continues to smoke 7 to 8 packs per day, though he said that he's trying to cut down, period. Patient also drinks alcohol daily, and occasionally he smokes marijuana, though he said that he's trying to quit alcohol intake and using marijuana too, period. Family history of this patient is non-contributive. Refractive allergies. Patient does not have any known drug allergies. Pre-refractive current medications. Number one, Symbicort inhaler daily. Number two, acetaminophen hydrocodone, 5/3, 25 milligram PRN. Next is ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID. Next is albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next is captopril, 50 milligrams. Curie. Next is carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Next is clonidine, 0.1 milligrams Curie. Next is clopidogrel, 75 milligrams Curie. Next is aspirin, 81 milligrams Curie. Next is diltiazem, hydrochloride XR, 240 milligram Curie. Next is hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams Curie. And last is simvastatin, 20 milligrams QHS. Pre-refractive physical examination. On today's visit, the patient was 102 by 70 millimeter mercury period. Pulse was 83, weight is 245, and height is 5 feet 9.5 inches. Period. Progress, please copy number and template of general examination. Pre-refractive diagnostic tests. Number one, EKG. On today's visit, we did an EKG, which showed a ventricular rate of 88 beats per minute. Period. EKG has a normal axis with a sinus rhythm pattern. Period. Number next is arterial ultrasound. Patient had arterial ultrasound on lower extremities on January 2nd, 2013, which is negative for pseudoaneurysm or AV fistula in the left groin area. Period. Next is cardiopharmacogenomics. A buccal swab of the patient was taken on his previous visit to aid in dosing of the drugs appropriately. Period. Patient was found to be normal metabolizer for most of the CYP450 enzymes, though he was found to be to have a low sensitivity for warfarin clearance. Period. Next is lower extremity arterial duplex ultrasound. Patient had lower extremity arterial duplex ultrasound of lower extremities on which was on January 18, 2012, which showed persistent thrombus of the left common femoral artery aneurysm 1 month post thrombin injection. Period. Next is a chest X-ray. Patient had a chest X-ray on January 19, 2013, which showed. Bilateral perihilar infiltrates. Period. Next is CT lower extremities. Patient had a CT scan of the lower extremity on the right side, which was on January 18, 2013, following his fall. Period. It did not show any acute fracture of the right hip or femur. Period. Soft tissue edema along the right posterolateral thigh with edema within the right vastus lateralis muscle was noted. Period. Degulfing injury was also present. Period. Moderate degenerative changes at the right femoral acetabular joint were also found. Period. Mild degenerative change at the right knee joint was also found. Period. Next is lab chemistries. Patient's most recent lab chemistries were done on January 19, 2012. It showed a sodium of 143, potassium of 3.5, glucose of 106, pregnant nitrogen of 8, creatinine of 1, phosphorus of 3.6. WBC of 9.4, hemoglobin of 13.5, and platelet of 2318. Period. Next is a peripheral angiogram. Patient had peripheral angiogram on December 18, 2012, which showed 80% stenosis of 80% mid to distal stenosis of right SFA period. Following the balloon dilatation, patient reduction from 80% to less than 10%, with the TIMI-3 flow post intervention. Following procedure, patient developed pseudoaneurysm, which was fixed by a thrombin injection of the PSA in the left groin. Please copy 24-hour Holter monitor. Peripheral angiogram from November 13, 2012. Echocardiogram from April 12, 2012. Lower extremity means duplex. Lower and left heart catheterization from page 3 of patient on December 14, 2012. Back off. Number 1, coronary disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for coronary disease. Following his recent accident, a patient has been persistently been having chest pains associated with the shortness of breath, orthopnea, and PND. Because of the new onset of symptoms, so we are going to do stress test. We are also going to do echocardiogram and pulmonary function test to assess ejection fraction and valvular functions and to rule out any primary causes for his shortness of breath. We are going to follow up with the results on his next visit and then manage him accordingly. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to keep taking all of his current medication regularly, following up with primary care physician. We have also advised patient to immediately go to the hospital in case his symptoms get worse for appropriate management. Next is peripheral vascular disease. Patient's biomedical history is significant for peripheral vascular disease. Patient had a peripheral angiogram which was done on December 18, 2012, which showed 80% obstruction of mid to distal SFA. Following balloon dilatation, patient had a reduction from 80% to 10% with a TIMI-3 flow for post-intervention. On today's visit, patient did not any system consistent any symptoms consistent with peripheral vascular disease. Though patient had a recent fall following an accident in which he injured his right leg. Patient was taken to the hospital where necessary work was done which ruled out any fractures. His lab workup showed that patient did not have any crush injuries. So we believe that patient most probably have a soft tissue injury. We have advised patient to take strict breath rest and to use cold compression whenever he to help him relieve with the inflammation. We're going to follow up with this with him in this week. We are going to closely monitor him. We're going to follow up with him in this regard on the next visit. Next is peripheral vascular. Next is venous insufficiency. On today's visit, patient was complaining of peripheral edema. Physical examination was also significant for peripheral edema. Because of a recent history of trauma to his lower extremities, so we are going to do a venous ultrasound to look for any venous insufficiency, rule out any venous insufficiency, as well as to look for any deep vein thrombosis. We are going to follow up with the test result on the next visit and manage him accordingly. Next, hypertension. Patient's pathologic history is significant for hypertension. Patient on the daily intervention, the patient was found to be 106 by 70 millimeter mercury. Patient said that he occasionally gets dizzy. And most recently, in his hospital admission, his blood pressure dropped to a systolic of 50 millimeter mercury. So we have made some changes to his medication list. We have advised patient to discontinue taking systolic 5 milligrams QD. We are going to closely monitor patient, and we are going to reassess the pressure on the next thing and manage him accordingly. Next is hyperlipidemia. Patient with primary history of significant hyperlipidemia is currently taking simvastatin 20 milligrams every day. We advise patient to follow up with the primary care physician in this regard and to have a target LDL level less than 60, less than 70. Next is COPD. Patient with primary history significant for COPD. He is currently taking Symbicort and albuterol inhalers. Physical examination to rule out any wheezing or any we believe that the COPD is well controlled at this moment. We have advised patient to keep following a primary care physician in this regard. Please add thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Mr. Rice. We are going to follow up with him in 1 month's time with his test result, unless it is sooner. We have also provided him with a telephone number. He can reach us with any questions and concerns. In the meanwhile, we have advised him to take all of his current medication regularly. Thank you very much, sincerity. Over your as well, Dr. Tamam Muhammad with all of his board certifications. His under dictation. Thank you.